The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8 and, gosh, no, it is like 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 12th of September 2018. The news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. If you want something new or different, head on down to Tobacco and Brew. Great customer service, expanded walk-in humidor. They help our community in numerous ways. In support of our community, especially during these fires. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Good morning there, Bad Bob.
And good morning, Carl. Widespread haze before 7 a.m. today, and then smoke on us much of the day, then mostly sunny. The high, only 80.
Smoke.
Yes,
what?
There will
smoke?
Be smoke.
Where's that coming from?
It's all around us. High near 81 today. That's a definite improvement. Tonight, the low, around 52. So we are getting into that fall pattern. More of the same tomorrow with a high near 78. We drop out of the 80-degree range. Temperatures moderate throughout the week. We'll see a slight warming trend as we head towards the weekend. Checking the air sensors around town. Right now, Turtle Bay, 102 parts per billion, I believe it is, in the 2.5 range. That's the stuff that hurts you. 99 in West Redding, same over in Enterprise. If you head up north to Central Valley, though, up to the 250 range, there's still a lot of smoke up there. So air quality is not superb, but it's an improvement over what we had a week ago. This report, how about this? Downtown Redding currently 57 degrees, and this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call, 365-3793. The fires.
I'll have some fire information for you in just a second.
Okay, and we'll catch up on that. Hey, but I'm here with Shasta Hearing Aids and Gabe Kossel.
Yes.
Did I get that right? Okay, we'll turn you up a little bit. And Aaron Hayes.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you doing, Aaron?
Doing good.
You know what? With the, I have to admit this. You know the, I've been around explosions and loud noises most of my life. I've been blessed though by the fact that my hearing has degraded, you know, closer to like civilians. But I'm at the point where Linda has to look at me and talk to me sometimes. You know, I say, honey, you're just mumbling, and she goes, look at me. So. And you have, of course, the Shasta Hearing Aids. And you must – is this like a continually a growth business because people are getting older now and living longer?
There's actually 28 million Americans that could benefit from hearing aids that have hearing loss. Hearing loss is
And probably only 20 million have them, right?
Only less than 16%.
16%, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, now, how did you get in this business?
My dad was an optometrist out in Palo Cedro at Palo Cedro Eye Care. And when I moved from Colorado back home, I needed a job. This was one of the up-and-coming fields, audiology, and the statistics were showing that the baby boomer generation – are you a baby boomer?
Oh, yeah.
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 That are saying that the baby boomer generation are going to be three times the amount of people that are going to need help with their hearing.
Well, you know, it's looking into the, you have to look at what's coming down the road. So, yeah, you know, baby boomers are lasting a lot longer, too.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that also that now you get into just regularly, people starting to have problems with their hearing because of today's society and the things we do.
Yeah,
I shouldn't say society, but the things we do, like, everybody's got something stuck in their ears.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like when you're young. Now, with Linda, she was, you know, she's had been in the recording industry and been there and around a lot of loud music and having earphones on all the time. Mm-hmm. when they're recording. Mm-hmm. And that has an impact, mm-hmm. I believe, even though she says it doesn't. I can say that because Linda's still flat on her back in bed. Now it's sinusitis and bronchitis. This week has been, I think, breathing in all the smoky air has done something. It's gotten everybody on this. But yesterday, the doctor gave her all this type of medicine, so maybe we can get her well here by the end of the week. But am I wrong on that?
Yeah, let me say
about
this
the
about
things people putting stuff in their ears.
Yeah, I mean, I think when we think about hearing loss, most people think, oh, it's a volume issue, mm-hmm. like turning the TV up, raising the volume, and that's pretty much never the case. The most common type of hearing loss, which is sensory neural, age related,
mm-hmm.
Most people don't need more volume to what they hear. In fact, they need more balance and clarity to what they hear.
Okay.
A good example is like people that wear glasses.
Mm-hmm.
If you take your glasses off, you know, you're not blind. You just can't see as clearly, right?
Right.
You can't read the words, or it's not as bright, it's not as clear, it's colorful. When you put your glasses back on, boom, everything's nice and sharp, it's clear again. And that's a good example of what most people's hearing loss is like. So, in fact, a lot of times you're turning the television up louder and louder to hear the words more clear. That really doesn't help with the clarity. It just makes things louder, right?
Yeah, well, I remember my dad talking about this. My dad was a World War II veteran and all this. And he would say it's the background noise
mm-hmm.
that always bothered him.
Mm.
It was just when if there's like a background noise, so turning up the TV doesn't necessarily work.
Right.
Because it gives more of the background noise
right,
to him.
Right,
yeah.
Yep.
So he was right all these years.
Yes, exactly. That's where most people have the biggest problem, the biggest issues with their hearing.
But you can be, if you're around repeated loud noises, what does that do then? Does that...
So that can cause hearing loss in the high frequencies.
Uh-huh.
And so that's probably where you have maybe a little bit of trouble. And that's where most people end up having trouble with their hearing. So if you can imagine your soundboard here, you have your low frequencies, your mid-range, and then your high, which would be like your treble.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't have any trouble in the bass or the mid-range. It's mostly in the treble areas where people have a little bit of trouble with their hearing.
All right. Gosh, you know, I think you're one of the first people we've had on here that's actually we've talked to about hearing. So,
oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, thanks for having us on.
I'm chewing on a Star Trek reference here, and I'm going to leave it alone.
What's that? But tribbles?
The not trouble with tribbles.
You know what? What scares me is there's people out there who don't even know what you're talking about.
Right.
But we do. You know what? We're here with Shasta Hearing Aids and Gabe Kossel, who's the owner of Shasta Hearing Aids and Aaron Hayes. We'll get to Aaron in a couple minutes. We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Lions Heating and Air. It's 52 degrees tonight. Okay, so we've been working through the summer. Alliance has been coming in here and changing your filters because, you know, it's got just all types of gunk in them, and it's time to change them every 6 months anyway, and cleaning off the air conditioners and your HVAC systems. Now, we're getting ready to start the heating systems up. Are you ready for the heating systems? Do you have a separate heating system? Does that need to be looked at? You know it's covered in death ash in there. So you need to have somebody come in, take it, and check it out. And, of course, be looking at all of the air ducts in your house, which have got to be filled with this stuff, too. Alliance Heating and Air, voted best in North State. It's been around for 25 years, a better-known business. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. 7:14 in the morning here, 2018, on the 12th of September. 57 degrees, going up to 81 today. The air quality index about, 106. We'll be right back.
Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Reading Kia on Cypress Avenue in Reading, home of wonderful cars and SUVs at great prices. All new Kias come with a world-famous 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Exciting cars, performance cars, and sport utility vehicles that are built to last. We know this to be true. We own Kias, and we love them. Take a test drive in a new 2018 Kia Optima, 2018 Kia Niro, 2018 Kia Rio, 2018 Kia Soul, or a 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento. Make a great deal and drive home happy. And if you're looking for affordable financing, Reading Kia is confident their wide-ranging resources and commitment to integrity will satisfy your needs and make you a customer for life. Reading Kia will do everything necessary to make your car buying experience the best you've ever had. So visit ReadingKia.com, then come into Northern California's Kia headquarters. Reading Kia, Cypress Avenue in Reading, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, ReadingKia.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
I'm Don Burton. I'm here with Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar.
And Sue Blake.
We're at the beautiful Cottonwood Community Library, where you just finished up a job. They have solar now. What's it mean to them?
Well, Don, this compact 6-kilowatt system will offset the Cottonwood Community Library's entire electric bill. This is due to the efficient design and the quality of the SunPower panels, which are rated as the best solar panels on the market.
And the all-black panels present a beautifully clean look on their roof.
The SunPower panels can also be installed as a ground rack or a pole mount system.
How do you know which type of system is best for you?
Visit our showroom and design center today at 4616 Caterpillar Road in Reading,
where one of our solar design experts will sit down with you and present all of the available options and design a system specific to your energy needs.
And Powerhouse Solar can save you money on your home as well. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600.
And let us get the power of the sun working for your home or business.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 in the middle, the epicenter of the reclamation of downtown Reading right here. We look around, I expect to be seeing like four cranes here in the next, within the next year.
So exciting.
Just seeing all these cranes come in here because they're going to be taken down. You know, they're doing the old Dickers building. And if you look behind us when you came in, you saw the old police station is gone.
Right.
And then that, and the buildings across the street gone. I mean, it took them like 4 or 5 days. I called Actioner and said, wow, you guys did a great job. And then now they're going to take down the old, they're going to take down this parking structure, put something else there. And then when they start on the new county seat here, the new county offices, that's going to be big.
Phenomenal.
So they're talking, you know, I mean, and then down the road with, I mean, when I say down the road, I don't mean time-wise, but just down the road heading south, you're going to have the Costco. You're going to have the new Wind River Casino. You've got another shopping, some kind of shopping thing there on the opposite side of the road. So, yeah, this is really big.
Exciting times.
Oh, it's really exciting. It's going to have, you know, even, and then we have this fire in the middle of it, right, which is unfortunate because you hear people saying, oh, I'm just going to leave. Mm-hmm. Well, this is not the time to leave. We're into this.
Right.
This portion of the show, and speaking of the Bastiani Arms started their business like about a year after Linda and I did. Sarah and John have just succeeded greatly. in their firearms business. Not only do they have any type of firearm that you would want, they have all the accessories. Seth Stoke teaches the CCW and hunter safety classes. The customer service there is just outstanding. And veterans get discounts at Bosniani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. And I'm here with Gabe Kossel and Aaron Hayes from Gabe, of course, is the owner of Shasta Here and Hayes. We're talking about that. And Aaron.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. And you're a buddy of Gabe's here. This is a really nice little thing. If you, I don't know who sent me this.
Yeah. That was Aaron.
That was Aaron. But, yeah. You know what? It makes it a lot easier when somebody sends you a piece of paper when you're especially when you've got somebody on the first time.
Right.
Can you talk about their businesses and what they can do so we don't have to get all these, you know, I have to take down a bunch of scribbled notes in the first couple of minutes, but this works out. So you've been working with Gabe for a while.
Yeah, I've been working with Gabe for a little while, and, you know, that paper's funny. My I have a mentor in my life who has been a PR expert for over 40 years, and he's helped me with my nonprofit that I help run. And so he always does these press releases, and he always sends me these things. So when Gabe and I heard about coming over to talk with you, I said, I'm going to take a page out of Gil's book and send this over. So thank you to my mentor, Gil.
Hey, Gabe, and you own Shasta Hearing Aids, and you've opened up a new location on Churn Creek. Your first one's on Butte Street in the Shasta Eye Medical Group.
Yep.
And but you got a new one on Churn Creek on near Mistletoe.
Yes. So do you know where the AM/PM station is there?
Yeah,
we're right. We're right there.
On the
right
other side is Caldwell Banker. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, business must be doing okay then.
It's great. We love helping our community, and this location just is more localized in Reading. So
I look at it when you can expand like that you're doing something right.
Sure.
So tell us, you know, when you come, you know, I've not been fitted for hearing aid, and yet I know many people that have. Tell us the whole procedure. Somebody may be having some problems with their hearing, so they come in to see you.
So since I started, my goal has been that no hearing aid would end up in the drawer, right? And that's what happens. A lot of people put their hearing aids in the drawer either because they don't work or they don't have the follow-up care, someone to service them, or maybe they just spent too much money on them or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
So we make it super simple for anyone coming through our office. We offer free hearing aid screenings.
Mm-hmm.
So you come in, we look in your ears, we evaluate your hearing. We talk to you about your hearing loss, if there is a hearing loss, and really help the family understand what's going on. And then we talk about the ways that we can help improve your hearing. When it comes to the cost of the hearing aids, we have the best cost in town. We make it super simple. We give you the best technology, and we also include a bunch of free service. Part of having a hearing loss, if you can imagine, it's kind of like me using my left arm every day but never using my right arm.
Mm-hmm.
So if I never use that arm, what begins to happen with it?
Yeah, the muscles atrophy.
It atrophies, right? And that's what happens to those auditory centers in the brain where they're just not getting stimulated when there's a hearing loss. So if I'm going to start using this arm again, let's use this analogy. I don't want to start lifting 100 pounds right away, right?
Yeah, it's got to be adjusted into it.
Right. So we start slow, and that's what that's basically how we fit hearing aids. So the first fitting when you come in is all about comfort and routine. So we make it very simple for you and comfortable, where comfort is how they fit, how do they feel, and how do they sound. We set you very low in the prescription, although you're going to know, man, these are, like, awesome.
Yeah,
they sound so great. There's an improvement with clarity. But we're not going to blast you with sound. We're not going to make everything loud and tinny. It's all about comfort. Second is routine. So learning how to make them a part of your life, just like wearing glasses every day or whatever. So we give you some
they don't do you any good laying on the counter.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So we offer free batteries for life with our hearing aids. And the reason we do that is when you come in for batteries every couple months, we take your hearing aids, we clean all the parts on the hearing aids, we change all the filters in your hearing aids.
Mm-hmm.
That keeps your hearing aids clean, which also keeps your ears clean from building up bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
But it also keeps your hearing aids working at 100% performance all the time. It also gives us the opportunities to look in your ears and then talk to you about how you're doing with your hearing aids. How are you hearing? and background noise? How are you improving with the phone or with the television or with your spouse in conversation, those kind of things? Hearing aids are amazing today. They're like a little computer that goes in your ear. They're wireless. They're Bluetooth. You can talk on the phone with them.
Signal processing.
I have a friend that just says, he says, oh, I need batteries on my hearing aids. He says, if you don't have batteries, they become earplugs. But you know what? It's one of the things that, you know, we're talking about people, you know, senior or people as they get older. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times kids have hearing problems. And nobody really realizes that because kids are pretty bright and adept. Do you see that too?
We see a lot of kids that come in. We look in their ears. The biggest problem, what we find with kids, is either they have wax buildup or they've had ear infections in the past, and those usually get referred out to like their doctor.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so it's something like that.
Yeah.
I still remember a kid back when I was growing up that had the big hearing aids because he couldn't hear like that. And of course, back then they were like the size of earmuffs. Well, okay, maybe not that big, but you know what I'm talking about.
And nowadays they're so small. I mean, you can't even hardly see them. It's amazing.
And what about the – is there ones that do you have the – they fit behind the ear? Or are they in the ear? I just see so many different types.
Yeah, so there's different types, and the different styles of hearing aids don't necessarily change the cost.
Right.
Different styles fit different types of hearing loss. The most common, which we've talked about a little earlier on the show, which is sensory neural, where most people don't need more volume. They need more clarity to what they hear.
Mm-hmm.
They wear a little hearing aid. It's about the size of your thumbnail nowadays, like the size of a blueberry, and it sits behind your ear, and there's a little clear cable that comes down and a speaker that goes in your ear.
Oh, okay.
Very comfortable.
I think that's my my brother-in-law's got one of those. Hey, you know, we're kind of running out of time, but you make house calls out to the senior homes.
Yes, we offer a mobile service as well. So we know that there's a large amount in the community that can't get out to come to our office.
Yeah,
so,
not as easy, yeah.
So we run batteries by patients' homes. We make home visits. We can do hearing tests as well as fittings, checkups, cleanings, and those kind of things. We offer that mobile service around town. So
cool. So insurance. Most people have some kind of insurance. That's right.
Absolutely. I think that this is one of the best parts about what Gabe does is we can work with most anyone's insurance. And even if you don't have insurance, we have the best financing out there, zero interest, 3 years. And so it's one of the things I appreciate about Gabe is, you know, when you come in, we really try and treat you like family. And so we do our best to help you get that hearing support that you need.
Okay, Shasta Hearing Aids, Gabe Kossel, who is a local boy that left for a while and came back home and saw a niche that needed to be filled and began the Shasta Hearing Aids. He's just opened up his first locations at 900 Butte Street in the Shasta Eye Medical Group, and his new location is at 2070 Churn Creek Road, Suite A, next to the Caldwell Banker off of near Mistletoe. So yeah, not only that, but Gabe is a fun guy. I like young business owners coming in here and have a lot of other things. He's got his retinue with him, and I'm just kidding. Just Aaron, who's there.
Yeah.
Helping, Gabe Kossel and Aaron Hayes, and she has to hear Nate. Now, how do people get a hold of you, Gabe?
We have our number, obviously, 351-7434.
Mm-hmm.
You can also go to our website, ShastaHearingAids.com, and on our website, there's a link. If you click the link, you can set up your own appointment at either location. So whatever location is closest to you or a time that works best for you, that's right there. You can just click on the link and schedule your own appointment to see us. We also have Judy, who works down at the Churn Creek office, who takes all of our calls. She's very nice to talk to. And she can help you set up an appointment.
We don't want to forget we're on Facebook as well. And so you can follow us on Facebook, and you can message us, and you can set up an appointment on Facebook as well. So
if you haven't, you know, if you've thought about, hey, you know what, I'm not hearing things as well and all that, just come on down and see, you know, just see Gabe. Go to Shasta Hearing Aids, and you get a checkup like that, and he'll look at it and see if there's any problem.
Yeah, and even if you have hearing aids now and you're having trouble with them, or you just want to get them checked out or cleaned or come in for batteries, we'd be happy to help you as well.
Okay. Well, Gabe, thanks a lot for coming by here. And so how do you like So you came back. Did you miss Redding?
I actually was born and raised here.
Yeah.
And went out to school to Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know,
I never thought about going anywhere else now, huh?
You know, I like the mountains there in Colorado. I really did.
I was going to say, that's what I would think.
We have my wife and I, both of our families are here. So when we started having kids,
it makes a difference. Home. You know what? I tell you what, it's good for the grandparents to be around the kids and for them to grow up with that full family like that. Yeah. I mean, my kids are living in New Mexico, and I don't get to see those grandkids. When I do, they've grown, you know, so much. Mm-hmm. So, you know, now they're little. Next thing you know, your son or daughter's, you know, driving. And then your grandparents are there. Plus, grandparents are good, too, for every so often. Hey, we'll take them for the weekend.
That's right, yeah.
Let you go out hunting, you know, yeah. Or something, and let mom off someplace. Okay. Gabe Kossel, Shasta Hearing Aids. This is the business is growing. Give them a call at 351-7434. Just check out ShastaHearingAids.com. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with KIXC.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, piece it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag and drop it, zip, unzip it, lock it, save it, call it, find it, do it, call it, jam it, lock it, surf it,
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your security tip of the day. If it doesn't look right, it probably isn't. Many people hang around to investigate what may be a crime only to become a victim themselves because they confront a violent criminal. Leave the area and call your local law enforcement agency immediately. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
We've just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything today?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Papopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best-tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Yeah, good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at TCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, a community bank that also has been touched by the fire. None of their banks burnt down, but a lot of their employees touched by the fire. So they know what you're going through. Head on down to Cornerstone Community Bank. Go on to their newest branch at 1845 California Street. Go on down. See how they can help you move your dreams forward. Because that's what they want to do. Good morning, everybody. Linda is still fighting herself. She had sinusitis. It sounds like sinusitis.
Yeah.
And infections. And then bronchitis, which is, you know, it's an infection of your, you know, of your upper chest. But, you know, you can't help but think that being in a smoke like this has had a big, you know, big impact. And she's singing at a funeral. Yeah. On Friday, I just said, look, just stay out of this stuff until you get better.
Yeah, well, with these air quality numbers that we are reading off, those are 2.5 micron particles, and that's the stuff that goes in and doesn't come back out for a long time, if ever. So these particles of carbon make a great base for the bacteria to land on and establish a beachhead because the body's immune system can't quite get to them yet, so the bacteria have a chance to multiply up in a perfect environment.
Well, you know, Dr. Khan,
there's a lot of organic material.
Yeah, Dr. Muhammad Khan was in here yesterday. You know, everybody's friend when it comes to hearts. And Casey Foch from Shasta Regional Medical Center, and he talked about the damage that the smoke is doing, and how if you've got a heart problem and you're out there sucking in this 600-700, you know, AQI.
Parts per billion.
Yeah, it can have an impact, especially kids that are growing up. Shasta Regional has seen more people because of the smoke. And it's just this smoke isn't just like smoke. It's not like ash off a fire, you know, like your wood fire that you can just kind of brush off. And this stuff is like greasy.
Yeah.
Last night we talked to friends that had been in the. Had been evacuated, and all their electricity turned off for like 5 days. They had to get a new refrigerator.
Yeah.
They said no matter what they did, bleached it, vanillaed it, put the baking soda in it, no matter what they did. Insurance company comes in, gives them money for two new refrigerators, and they had two. He said, but I lost all my game, you know, wild game. He'd hunted and all this, and he lost all that. So
we were pretty lucky in that our two freezers both had a lot of ice in them, and that kept it, the temperature inside got to the point where the food was no longer good, but it didn't actually begin to rot.
Oh, okay. Well, Well, you know, he said it was terrible. He says I didn't want to give the National Guard kids a bad time, or guys. So he snuck in. He says I felt like I was snooping and pooping my way in. He goes, but then I was to pray.
Yeah.
And he said, but I understand if you're on your property, you're okay. And so he said, I could just see if they saw me, I'd have to run down the street and jump onto my property. I said, yeah, then those little National Guard guys jump on you and pummel you and drag you off. But he just wanted to check on his stuff there. Oh, and he had a generator running to try and save this stuff. And the fire guys somebody coming through, turned it off.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
you know what? And I can understand that. There's fires going on. You got a generator running. Maybe you don't want this running. Hey, what's it look like right now for the Delta fire? I know that they've opened up I-5, at least one lane in each direction. But if you're carrying hay, flammable objects, wood chips, you're not going to make it up the road unless things have changed overnight.
No update on that. Let's see here. I do not have an update for the morning of the 12th. A little bit of a delay there. Nothing since last night. Delta fire as of last night at 5:30. About 54,000 acres, 11% containment, evacuations in place for Delta, Lemoyne, Pollard Flat, Sims, and Castella. Today is a red flag warning. You may have noticed there was a bit of wind, and that is causing even more headaches. That wind has pushed the smoke off of us, but it is feeding air to that fire. The railway is open for freight trains only, so there's no passenger service. Power lines, the railway, public water supplies, all kinds of stuff still at threat, and no firm date of full containment on that Delta fire, which has merged pretty much with the HERS fire. And we just got a whole lot of black line north of us.
Yeah, we do. And if you're looking, when you're driving around, coming in, or you're just driving around, you can see that smoke out there heading anywhere when you're heading, looking up to the north. Now, another disaster on the other side of the country is coming in with a C4-size hurricane, Florence, heading to hit the Carolinas and down into Florida. But it's going to go all the way to Virginia, it looks like. And you're talking 140-mile-an-hour winds that should be hitting around noon today. I heard a meteorologist talking about it going on and on and on and on. And the the commentator, he said, we have a couple seconds left. He says, when's it going to hit? And he said, oh, it'll hit by noon Wednesday. But the eye of the storm will get there around, I guess, midnight Thursday. The eye of the storm, which means it's in there. Now, what they hope is that it stalls off the coast of the Carolinas down there. And when it stalls, it starts losing the power. Starts losing the ferocity of the winds. But if it just keeps rolling in, 140-mile-an-hour winds, it only goes up to Cat 5. And this is Cat 4. So, millions of people are off the coast and everything. Have you ever been through a hurricane? Or as they call them monsoons out, or typhoons. And when you're in Okinawa and those areas.
I was in on an aircraft carrier during a pretty gnarly storm. Uh-huh. And even on the aircraft carrier, it was when something can bounce an aircraft carrier around.
When you're taking water across your deck.
Across the bow.
When you take water across an aircraft carrier's deck, you're in some rough seas. I've been LHAs that were they're the size of a World War II carrier. Not like big carriers today, but a World War II aircraft carrier because we're launching helicopters and Harriers. But it's still a really good site. You can put 2,000 Marines and sailors on it. We were taking water over over the flight deck.
That flight deck is 70 feet above the water, and there was water coming over.
And then you look over at the other ships that are with you in your little flotilla.
All the destroyers went home.
Oh, and you're thinking about those guys in those LSTs that has no keel. So that thing is rolling like a pig in the water. I mean, it's just rolling back and forth. And you're thinking about every one of those poor Marines that are in there because what they are because of that type of they're usually restricted to their barracks or to their bunking areas there. And let me tell you, those toilets don't flush fast enough to get rid of everybody's puking on those things. I mean, you're seeing people get sick on an LHA. So just looking at those things rolling. And somebody telling me he was on a destroyer when they were hitting that thing. He says there were footmarks on the walls because it was rolling so bad that they were walking and be walking on the sides, on the bulkhead, because it was leaned over like that. I don't know if that sounded a little fanciful for me, but sailors they try to tell Marines everything. Jeez, what can you say? What else? Okay, Susan Collins.
Mm-hmm.
Maine senator. She kind of votes on her own. She's always the one that, she's kind of like, she's a maverick. You talk about a real maverick, Susan Collins. They've started a crowdfunding campaign. If she votes for Kavanaugh, there's $1 million raised. They're going to give it to her opponent. And they misunderstand Collins, I think. Collins, who votes her conscience and votes the way she wants to vote. When they did that, she comes out and she says, "Do you think you're gonna extort me? You think you're going to extort me like this to threaten me with money?" And this is what you're doing is blackmail. And the guy that started it goes, "It's not blackmail because we haven't said anything. We haven't said quid pro quo." And everybody goes, "Yeah, you have." if you vote for Kavanaugh, you're going to give $1 million to your opponent. What do you call that? It's called blackmail. Anyway, what they've done is they've irritated Susan Collins, which is probably not a good thing to do when it's coming up for the vote for Kavanaugh.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah? Well, here, I'll see your million and raise you two. Because she could do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Plus, the constituents are probably saying, don't let them bully you around if you want to keep your job.
Oh, yeah.
People in Maine are, they tend liberal, but they're kind of like Bolton, Oregon.
Maine,
they're very ornery.
Yeah, Maine are, you know, they're very self-sufficient up in Maine and New Hampshire and these things. Hey,
they don't care much for city folk.
I don't either. And I, even though I live here, it's just not a real city. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding. They are doing repairs on jewelry, minor repairs on jewelry that was damaged by the fire. They're cleaning it up all for free. But they have such a large assortment of jewelry there at really good prices. They are one of the only full-service jewelry stores in Redding. I think there may be another one, maybe. All is at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Oh, batteries for your watch or anything like that, in, out, just like that. In, out. And speaking of in and out, we'll talk about that when we come back. Exactly 15 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 12th of September, 2018, 57 degrees, going up to 81 today, the AQI being right here in downtown Reading, about 112. We'll be right back.
You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Check out our monthly blackjack races, 500 cash up for grabs, and 500 free slot play. Come explore our exciting table games. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun. Wind River Resort and Casino. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. Your story begins here. Start yours today. Wind River Resort and Casino can make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. Our group sales team can set up any room arrangement needed to suit your conference or meeting needs. Book your event today. Call 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. It's better at the river.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 1460 with Carl on the Dubai. Good morning, everybody. Home Helpers brings us this segment of the show. If you're looking for 2 hours a day to 24 hours a day, it is Home Helpers. Give Sharon Clark a call at 226-8350. And she'll come over and give you a free consultation, see how she can help you, how she can match the perfect person to help you with what you need. Home Helpers. Learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. Remember, there's no place like home. You want to keep your loved ones at home. Okay. Things that are going on around here. You know, the Kavanaugh hearing. I think it's over now, right? At this point,
yeah, the liberal media is just tying into Kamala Harris saying that she wasn't aggressive enough. She did everything but break out a baseball bat with two spikes in it and go after him.
She looked like the star of The Walking Dead when she was going after. Come on, you know, she goes,
and she wasn't
this
aggressive
is a
enough.
Yes, this is a yes or no answer. Of course, she looked like an idiot when she was doing it
because kind she of goes, bugging out. Yeah,
if you ever talk to a lawyer. Or did you ever talk to from anybody at the Jones, Smith, and Waite law firm about the Mueller hearings? Kavanaugh says, "Can you tell me who it is? I don't know everybody that works there." You mean you're saying you don't remember talking about the Mueller hearings with somebody from Smith, Jones, and Barney or whatever? He goes, "Well, I don't know who's in. I don't know everybody that's in there. May have, but who are we talking about?" She would never give a name. And after like the third time she says this is a yes or no answer, Senator Lee steps in. He goes, "How can anybody know who works for all of these law firms?" He says they merge, they demerge. He says it's like a bunch of rabbits out there. So he kind of, you know. And then he gave the Ruth Bader Ginsburg answer in every question. He's very nice. Doesn't lose his temper. He doesn't care if people behind him are screaming because he knows one thing: I'm going to be the Supreme Court justice.
Yeah,
I have a long memory. So, did I say that? Anyway, it's just when you watch stuff like this, it's amazing.
The theater.
And then yesterday, you know, you were at the giant flag. That's where Bob was at yesterday, running the sound. And we had dinner last night, some close friends, and it was his birthday. Mm-hmm. And he says. He says, you know, this is what our country is. It's people that love our country that, you know, we come together. And what, you know, the feeling we had at 9/11 as a country coming together, and 17 years later, we are so split.
Yeah.
And here I'm feeling this thing in Reading that we're together. We're going to, you know, we're pushing past this car fire. We're going to help each other, which we do, which Reading is really good at anyway. But we're going to, you know, work together, moving in the same direction. We got Tony Giovanello is going to be here at 7. I'm sorry, at 8 o'clock, talking about. We're going to talk about, you know, things that have happened in all the future we have right here in Reading. Because also what I heard last night are people moving away. That they know people that, you know, I'm taking my money that I'm getting from my home, and I'm just going to go someplace else, sell the lot, and just leave, and go someplace else. And I'm thinking, this is not the time to leave. I mean, maybe if maybe if all your kids were living in another place and you want to go down there. But just to leave Reading, this is not the time to do it. Reading is on the cusp of huge moves forward.
In my defense, I'm going to, because somebody almost called me a coward to my face last night.
That's not a very smart thing to do with you. I can think of other things that you could do to call Bob.
He generalized that anybody who is leaving this town is a coward or leaving California. And I turned and looked. He was a staunch state of individual. And we made this decision 2 years ago that we wanted to retire to a place where we could get more use out of our boat and get to the Oregon coastline because the weather suits me better there. Do not ever make that statement about me. I wasn't able to say that, but it was like, really, dude? Don't presume all this stuff.
There isn't a, you know what? I know people that, you know, they don't know if they're going to rebuild and all this, but everybody, you know what? I was just, when we were just talking, the young guy, this guy here from Shasta Hearing Aids, the young man that was just here, Gabe Kossel, you know, he's just opened up another office here. We're expanding out to FM. I mean, you don't do that for free, as you know.
Yeah.
As you know, especially. You don't do that for free. It's because of the future. We look at the future and we look at what's going on here in Reading. And that's why I'm so glad that Tony's going to be in here in like, you know, another 5 minutes. Because we can talk about what's going on. At the same time, we can't ignore the problems we have.
Mm-hmm.
2 homicides yesterday.
Yeah.
Out at the city of Shasta Lake in a transient camp. Found 2 people, male and female, dead. They identified them. They don't know who the killer is. But if it's another one of those groups out there, that'll come out. Somebody will rat them out for money.
Yeah.
We have other things. We do have to face the problems we are having with the homeless and the transients and the parks. So that's got to be faced. We've got to be able to do things that way. But then they're getting ready to make a big announcement today, I think, about down here at the food truck park. So maybe he's getting ready to say he's going to open this thing up in a week or two, because I know they've been working really hard on it. You know, put my face up, do a little pull up, look over the side, look in there. Oh, that looks pretty cool. I think that you get that going, and all the other different things that are happening here, you're going to have more people coming into Reading than leaving.
Yeah.
I think we've got to get really smart about having maybe another senior community. One that's kind of like a Del Webb type thing.
Yeah.
Maybe not that large. But to have, you know, maybe 100 houses in it, close to a golf course that they have, that they can have privileges to play golf in, you know, in a couple of different places, so they don't overrun it. But, you know, you have something like that where it's really an upscale market like that.
Some people simply prefer a cooler climate, and that's kind of where I'm headed.
Well, you know what, Bob? You've been talking to us about this for years, you know, where you're planning on going. You love the ocean, you too, and it's been no secret to us. It's just now, all of a sudden, it's getting ready to be here, and it'll be a change in our lives because you're going to be leaving, you and Brenda, and you've been with us since before we opened here.
Yeah.
But time goes on, and time moves on, and you've got, you know, the one thing you don't get back is yesterday.
Exactly.
You don't get that.
I have a bucket list, and I'm going to indulge in that. We're talking about long range train trips, talking about a cruise on a small vessel up the coast of through the Inland Passage all the way to Alaska.
Wow. You know what? Maybe you could get a riverboat type of
Well, they do those on the Columbia. Oh, those are really cool.
Well, you know what? There's all types of things out there for people. And Brenda's worked hard. You've worked hard. And it's time to retire.
She's put in 34 years at her job, doing it very, very well. Time to reap some benefit out of all that.
Okay. You know, before we take a break, I want to talk about some of the things that are happening here. I want to remind everybody that on October at Benton Airfield, the Benton Airfare and Classic Car Show in Shine, October the 6th. Started at 8 o'clock with pancake breakfast, then the RC model, radio control model air show, smoke jumpers, and RPD K9 demo, Warbird rides and flybys. And the Warbirds here are looking like, wow, they're going to have pylon races, they're going to have an F9 Panther jet flybys, helicopter acrobatics, aircraft displays, vendor booths, military displays, the third aerobatic aircraft group, free parking, a mission, $5.
Yeah.
Hey, that breakfast is only $8 per person.
12
and under, 12 and under free. All proceeds to benefit the Young Aviator Scholarship Fund.
The guy down like in Corning has a Yak 9 that he used to take around to air shows, the Russian prop fighter.
And of course,
cool airplane.
And of course, we have the Nick Dahl Memorial Golf Tournament.
There was a message about the Verramontes tournament has been delayed or something due to smoke. We'll have to look and try to get that info out.
I'm not sure. But the Nick Dahl Memorial Tournament is going to be September the 22nd. That's a week from this. I think that should be cleared up by then. But for more information on that, call Pam Dahl at 227-7808. And this is all the money there goes to help put homeless veterans in a home or an apartment. Okay, we're going to take a break. Be right back with Tony Giovanella of the Economic Development Corporation.
The news is brought to you on KCNR in Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. North Carolina's governor says Hurricane Florence is expected to batter his state for days. Tens of thousands of buildings could be flooded.
We know that this storm, as soon as it hits the North and or South Carolina coast, that it's going to hang around. And then that's when you start measuring rain in feet, not inches. Mm. And flooding is a significant risk.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper on NBC's Today Show. More than a million coastal residents in the Carolinas and Virginia are under evacuation orders, and authorities are pleading with those people to head out today.
This is a very dangerous storm. It's going to impact many of our citizens in multiple states, not just on the coast, but definitely inland.
FEMA's Jeff Byard says when it comes to evacuation, there's no time to waste.
We ask that you heed the warnings. Today's the day.
NOAA's Steve Goldstein expects the Category 4 hurricane to make landfall late Thursday or early Friday along coastal Carolina.
Now, Florence may stall after it makes landfall and then move very slowly south down the coast. This could mean that parts of North and South Carolina near the coast will experience hurricane force winds and hurricane conditions for 24 hours or more.
And that's prompting warnings of potentially catastrophic flash flooding as well as life-threatening storm surge. Coastal North and South Carolina are under hurricane warnings, with tropical storm watches and warnings posted for other adjacent areas. A sign that inflation pressures could be easing despite the booming economy. Wholesale prices dropped unexpectedly last month, falling for the first time since early last year. The producer price index fell 0.1% in August after being flat in July. On Wall Street, the Dow up 18 points, NASDAQ down 69. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Coming to theater September 14th, Unbroken, Path to Redemption. Witness the next chapter.
I just thought I'd be able to forget everything.
You need help.
Of the unbelievable true story.
Tonight, there's a drowning man just looking for some type of hope for the future. But there's a lifeline. Just reach out.
Unbroken. Path to Redemption. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters September 14th. For theaters and tickets, go to unbrokenfilm.com. Sight and Sound Theaters invite you to experience a special event coming to movie theaters for 3 days only.
Moses, deliver my people out of bondage and into the land of promise.
An epic Bible story adventure for the whole family. Prepare for a journey out of Egypt on a quest to reach the promised land in this original stage production filmed in front of a live audience.
Let my people go!
Moses, in movie theaters for 3 days only, September 13th, 15th, and 20th. For a theater location near you, go to MosesEvent.com.
The Trump administration closes a Palestinian office in the U.S. We get the latest from the Media Line's Michael Friedson.
The Trump administration has followed through on a threat to shutter the Washington office of the Palestine Liberation Organization if the Palestinians are not engaged in meaningful negotiations with Israel. National Security Advisor John Bolton defended the move, saying he didn't believe it would kill the not-yet-released Trump peace proposals, a belief not shared by Palestinian officials. He also tied the action to the Palestinian Authority's efforts to bring war crimes charges against Israelis in the International Criminal Court at The Hague, threatening sanctions against the court itself if the ICC investigates American military and intelligence personnel. Palestinian chief negotiator Saab Erekat said the PA won't succumb to U.S. threats and bullying. I'm Michael Friedson, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. All eyes on Apple today, the company expected to take the wraps off several new iPhones.
If the rumors pan out, the buzz will be all about an even bigger iPhone. Apple's expected to debut a new phone that has a 6.5-inch screen, more than half an inch larger than the iPhone X. And the display will be upgraded to OLED technology from LCD. The price tag's expected to be heftier, too, going above the $1,000 mark. By making more expensive iPhones, Apple's been able to boost its profits, despite shrinking demand as people upgrade their phones less frequently. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A federal judge has struck down a nearly century-old California law that banned gun shops from advertising handguns on their premises. Judge Troy Nunley in Sacramento ruling that the law violated the First Amendment. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 12th of September, 2018. News brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. Expanded walk-in humidor. Great customer service. Tobacco and Brew. Shelley, do a lot for our community at Tobacco and Brew. Bob, give us what's going on here in the weather, the air quality index, and just, you know, those things.
The classic song talks about the hazy, crazy days of summer, but this is freaking ridiculous. Widespread haze before 11 a.m., smoke mostly sunny once all that clears out. The high only near 81 degrees. The winds out of the northwest, 5 to 7. They'll move around to the southwest. That's going to push the smoke back off of us. Overnight low will be around 52, so we're getting into that good sleeping weather, Carl.
Well, you could if you could open your windows. If you open your windows, if you can't see across
your filters,
room.
Yes. Overnight low, yeah, in the 50s. Tomorrow's high 78, Friday 80, Saturday 80. So we're going to hold. We're way out of the triple digits now, thank goodness. Overnight low is improving, and we are hoping that the smoke situation will improve in the coming days. Right now, looking at air quality sensors around them, the air quality index at Turtle Bay, 105. West Reading, 95. As you get out further towards Grant School, the numbers drop off significantly, 82 at Grant School. Going out to Palisadro, 59. So air quality is a little bit raspy, but is certainly not what we had last Friday. Currently in Reading, 60 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A veteran-owned business out of Anderson. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They have payment plans. They have it all at Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. If you go further north, of course, up to deltas. Now, from what I understand, at 50, around 50 air quality index is supposed to be healthy. But then
anything below a 50, yeah.
Anything below a 50. And so we're still not in the real healthy measure. My guest today are from Economic Development Corporation and my friend Todd Jones and my former friend Tony. the guy I thought had my back, had my six, was on my flank, Tony Giovanella. Now, you're probably saying, well, what brought that on, Carl? It's because there's this huge announcement Sunday afternoon. United Airlines is coming back into Reading. Do you think I would get just even a hint, something? A call, a note pinned to my door with a dagger that said, big announcement coming. Big announcement coming Sunday. Big, 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 big announcement coming. No. They kept it under your lids. You know, this can cause hair to just to fall out when you keep it so tight under your hat, Tony.
Well, Carl, I can just share one thing with you, and that is, you'll never get it any later than anybody else. Right? Oh. It's an equal opportunity deal.
Yeah, and to hear one of the other major news agencies in town says, "How come this other place got it first? Well, we released it on Sunday. Why don't I'm not there Sunday? At least I saw it Sunday, and I went, I can't believe they didn't at least say, Carl, on the show, there's going to be a huge announcement Sunday.
You know, it's just as sweet on Monday as it is on Sunday. Just this week.
Loose lips sink ships.
Oh, you know what? Okay. All right. Well, these loose lips are going to go all of you guys today. No. Hey, great, great, great news. You know, Tony knows I'm kidding, all that. And I understand. And what you all have to do understand is that the reason they keep it so quiet is until it's into their system, and this way Tony's explained it to me. Well, you explain it, Tony.
Yeah. So basically United's policy is until they load the ability to book a new route into their system, they don't want anything announced. And you can understand that, because if it's announced and then people go and try and buy a ticket, and
which
it's
they,
not there,
which I'm sure they already have,
then that becomes a problem. It creates confusion. Uh-huh. So to eliminate confusion, they ask that there is no announcement until it goes up on their system, which we complied with as requested.
Okay. I still think it's BS. Okay. I think I can say that.
Yes.
All right. But no, hey, kudos, but there's I'm hearing all types of different things here. Of course, I know that several years ago, 3 years ago, you all put together this $1 million proposal where you would people were going to put $1 million into a fund that would help any airline meet some of their cost requirements as they're building their traffic.
Yeah. So as you may recall, we had Horizon Airlines. Mm-hmm. Who flew their Q400s to L.A., and that went from 2004 to 2011. It was a successful flight. It was canceled for reasons outside of the fact that it was a good route for the airline and their equipment and some other things.
Right.
And then in 2013, the community really missed the LAX service.
Well, because it was difficult getting out of here because San Francisco was iffy. They were working on their runways, weather and all that. I mean, it's very iffy. I mean, it was like a 50-50 chance of getting out.
Well, and then the prop planes that we had in the past weren't as reliable either.
Well, you know, you could watch the tips falling off. So,
so in 2013, the community got together. It was really driven by the EDC Mark Lascelles at that time, and we created an air travel bank. And the air travel bank basically consisted of two components, a revenue guarantee, which is a pot of money that the airline can draw upon if they, you know, if they have startup costs or they're not putting people in seats due to the marketing, the ramp up marketing, they can draw on that to break even. And then the second component was with the much bigger component was travel vouchers, which were basically prepaid travel. So basically people were going to prepay for travel that they would use within 1 year of air service being started.
Sure.
Right. And that started out, there's about 40 members in it, and we had about $250,000 pledged for revenue guarantee and about $750,000 for the travel vouchers.
Okay.
And then that kind of evolved every 2 years. It renewed and it changed a little bit. And as the airline started to have more a desire to have revenue guarantee rather than travel vouchers, because travel vouchers require debit cards and all this administration, over the last few years we've shifted more and more to the revenue guarantee. Now, as you might imagine, that's a challenge, because now instead of prepaying for travel that you would spend money on anyway, this money is at risk, right? It's a non-taxable donation, right, in essence, because you're providing money to a
profit. It's a taxable donation, right?
It's a taxable.
Yeah, that's donation. Right. It's a taxable, not a. Yeah, it is a taxable donation. I mean, you put in $100,000, you're still getting taxed on that.
That's
not
true.
Like you're getting
money back.
I use the
double negative. I apologize.
Okay. Well, you know, it confuses me. You know. Okay. Anyway. Okay. Hey, Bob. I want to take a quick break here, and we're going to come back because I want to talk about what you're just explaining now, since we're shifting from the vouchers to now it's just a pledge. And I want to talk about a newspaper article also. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Are you having problems with your insurance dealing with some questions and all that? You know, you may not have Judy Maxwell as your agent, but maybe you should. And she's there. She's answering a lot of questions for people. She's been in the business since 1993, helping families, seniors, veterans, business owners. I mean, I have insurance through Judy Maxwell, and I'm so happy. I know they are there for you. Have somebody like Judy look at your insurance, but also look at your financial dealings and see if everything is where it's supposed to be, especially after we've had this big change in what's happening around here with the fires and all that. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Give her a call, 221-0441. Maxwell Insurance. We'll be right back with Tony Giovanella and Todd Jones.
But your thoughts will soon be wandering the way they always do when you're...
I'm Don Burton. I'm here with Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar.
And Sue Blake.
We're at the beautiful Cottonwood Community Library, where you just finished up a job. They have solar now. What's it mean to them?
Well, Don, this compact 6-kilowatt system will offset the Cottonwood Community Library's entire electric bill. This is due to the efficient design and the quality of the SunPower panels, which are rated as the best solar panels on the market.
And the all-black panels present a beautifully clean look on their roof.
The SunPower panels can also be installed as a ground rack or a pole mount system.
How do you know which type of system is best for you?
Visit our showroom and design center today at 4616 Caterpillar Road in Reading,
where one of our solar design experts will sit down with you and present all of the available options and design a system specific to your energy needs.
And Powerhouse Solar can save you money on your home as well. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600.
And let us get the power of the sun working for your home or business.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right-of-way. Or will he? Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of Eastside Road just before Girvan. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The annual Reading East Rotary Ducky Derby is coming September 30th at Reading's Codwell Park. Be a part of the Reading East Rotary's effort to keep our kids drug and alcohol free. First prize is a 16-sleeper houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina, valued at $2,700. Details on all the other amazing prizes, sponsor, or ticket information, go to ReadingDuckyDerby.com or call 225-8583. The 29th Annual Ducky Derby, September 30th in Codwell Park. Get your tickets today. Brought to you by KCNR 1460 AM.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR1460 with bombs falling. 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, 60 degrees going up to 81 today. The air quality index around 108 in downtown Reading. It's, you know what, I've given air quality index here for the last month. The weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793, and River Commons Senior Living brings us this segment. I know somebody that had their home burned down, and they just said, fine, give me my money from the insurance company, and they moved into River Commons. They said, you know, I'm tired of taking care of the yard, I'm tired of all this. I'd just rather come in someplace, I have a great place to live, you know, gourmet meals, activities. I can get out and go, you know, I can go travel like I want to. And being there at River Commons Senior Living has really, really worked out so well for him. 301 Hartnell Avenue, give Captain Brian, because it's kind of like a cruise ship, a call at 238-5981, River Commons Senior Living. It's not assisted living, it's senior living. Okay, I'm with Tony Giovanello, who is the CEO of the Economic Development Corporation, and Todd Jones, his entrepreneurial director there. And we're talking about United Airlines, and now the shifting from the vouchers over to just a pledge. Now, it's a pledge. I mean, and the people have not put money into it yet, or now will they?
Well, there actually is some money into it.
Yes, okay.
But the ATB, the Air Travel Bank, actually, we have signed agreements with participants.
Okay.
Yeah, so this, and we are still looking for more participants.
Of course you are.
Yeah.
Now, Bethel has really leaned into this. They leaned in, you know, as they do into other things. But this, they've put a lot of money into this one to make it work.
And they've been an important partner. The top 31 staffers there fly over 5 million
miles. 5 million miles, $10 million a year.
You heard that. Where did you hear that?
You know what? Believe it or not, people talk to me. Okay? You know, not you, Tony, but other people talk to me. Actually, I read it. So, but they do, and that's just the staff. And that was from 2016. I talked about this yesterday when we were discussing it, or Monday when we were discussing it. But the thing about it is that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Right.
That's just their staff. They've got thousands of people that come in here yearly for a week, 2 weeks.
And then they have a big mission trip
program
in the spring where they put, you know, 1,000 or 2,000 people on planes all over the world.
And, you know, and we look at the price. We look at their advertising, and I think you're looking at $251. It's $160 out of Sacramento to fly to L.A., and it's $250, I think, from here. And, I mean, really, if you just do the math, the drive down, the parking, you know.
Wear and tear on your car, the gas,
but then
the
they
tires,
have to come back and drive another 3 hours. It's, you know, the difference is nothing. The only difference that I see is when you're going other places. And now what you've done is that if you go down to Sacramento, now you'll save that $251.
But if you're going other places, usually means you're going to stay longer, which means your parking is going to add up. Plus, on a long trip, who wants to drive 2.5 hours home after you've been away all week? I don't.
Well, I don't. How about you, Todd?
I don't want to. You know, and connecting flights, too. Connecting flights, if you're flying
can't
somewhere else.
I can't sell it for you, Tony. I'm giving you a much better break than you gave me.
Connecting flights, the price just, you know, averages out a little bit more, so it's not going to be quite as high if you're going to Midwest or the East Coast or anywhere else.
Yeah.
It's not going to be that big of a difference.
But I tell you what, being able to fly down there and then you pick up a car and you've got, instead of the 10-hour drive that you go, you know, it takes you to get down there, or the, you know, the connections and all those things. Anyway, kudos to you and EDC and the city and all those people that work together for getting this to happen.
It's a lot of people that put a lot of effort in. Absolutely.
Now people just need to book flights. We don't have to use revenue guarantee if we just keep it full.
Why don't they do a super saver for the first, you know, and say you can, you know, and buy a book of, say, flights for a round trip of, instead of two oh one?
250 or so.
250.
Yeah. Actually, the
they
first
to do something like for a 200, and you can buy like a book of them.
The first flight on March 9th, my wife and I booked the first tickets at 221.
221.
And
okay.
Brian Garrett and his wife bought the second two tickets for the same price. So.
I think you ought to have like a sale. If you buy 10 tickets, you get them for like 200.
We're gonna fill the plight. We're gonna fill that.
No, but
a
I think
deal.
That's just a great deal. No, you gotta have deals. Are you gonna have like champagne and everything from the first flight when it comes in? Well, it's gotta come in here. Is it gonna be? So who's gonna buy them from the other end?
We're working on that. Part of our deal is we've got a market in the LA basin.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Because the first flight is coming up. Because the flight stays the night.
I know.
Which is great because you're not going to have a delay in the morning.
Right. He comes in, and then it spends the night and goes back down there. So it's going to be flying in then, what, 3-4 times a week?
It's daily, 7 days a week.
Oh, okay, I get it. So it's not going to be, so the next morning, the next one comes in.
Right.
And then it'll be there.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's every day, 7 days a week like that.
Right. It'll land at 9:25 p.m., stay overnight, and then depart at 6:45 a.m. Then it'll arrive back in Reading at 9:25 every evening.
P.M.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's great. So you could be down there for a whole day. You take off at 6:45.
So we have, like, our plane.
We have the Reading
absolutely.
Plane.
Absolutely. You land at about 8:35 in the morning.
Got
and
it.
Then you go 7:10 out of LAX, and you're home by 9:25. You could do your business in one day. Go down there for lunch, Carl.
Well, I was thinking of things like if they came in at if you got them in there all day, you'd make them spend the night. And then, you know, here that helps out the hotel.
Well, that's
crew,
the idea.
The pilot will, yeah.
Yeah, that's the idea of marketing in the L.A. Basin, right? We want to bring tourists and business people up here to frequent our hotels and our restaurants.
Okay. Right? Now, what kind of impact, you know, I've been kidding around with you about it, but this is serious. And mm-hmm. the fact is it was a great, great thing, a great opportunity for us. Right now when we're going through this growth of downtown Reading and the growth of other things. We had a Shasta Hearing Aids in here, and he's opened up his next office. Other people are opening new offices, and even though with all this fire and all that, and that's going to have a dramatic impact for the next 6 months, and we talk about business and the ripples of that, and I want to discuss that with you. But this is a type of thing that now that you know they're coming in, what kind of impact do you see, seriously, on the business right here? This ability for people to come in and fly in directly as opposed to going through Sacramento.
Well, I think it's going to open a lot of opportunity up for us. It's just easier to do business, right? It takes less time. And if these prices hold, I know when my daughter flies from L.A. through San Francisco, she pays more money, right? So you save time, you save money, it's more efficient. We did a thing way back when I lived in New York many years ago, and we did a study that companies like to do businesses within a circle, meaning where they can drive or fly to, leave in the morning and get home at night. So this schedule in L.A. now provides that for us.
Okay. But that also gives opportunity to see things like, they're coming up here, so what kind of support services could grow from this when you start having businesses coming in? I know that's kind of a nebulous question, but there's, I don't know, maybe a cat, you know, I'm looking at all the ancillaries, you know, from something like this happening. You know, you have different, you know, if somebody's coming up here to do business, they're obviously going to be talking to a person, but others may be just out here feeling, you know, seeing what it's like, may have to have access to a business platforms. But then again, we have, you know, carrying on computers. So I'm just not sure what kind of ancillary businesses would be. Would there be, you know, when you're talking about support of new businesses coming in like this? I don't know.
Well, I think, you know, business is different in, like, for example, manufacturing. Okay. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of online stuff and things like that, and consumers do that, and they don't have to meet you face to face.
Right.
If you're going to buy raw materials or a subassembly from somebody that's important to your end product, and let's say you're in L.A., you're not just going to buy it from a company in Shasta County online unless it's a simple, proven thing.
Mm-hmm.
If it's something where they got to design something for you, they want to see you face-to-face, right? They're going to do business with companies that it's easy to do that every once in a while. Go out and see them. Look them in the eye. Shake hands. You know, this is what I need. Are you going to deliver it to me? Then the online stuff can, you know, just facilitate the daily transactions. But relationships are still important in a lot of business.
Okay, now I'm going to take a break, but this airline coming in, possible impact on the Stillwater, what's going on at Stillwater, too. I think, as you know, we nudged it earlier, was that it's going to be positive, very positive for that. We're going to take a quick break. We're here with Tony Giovanella, who is the CEO of the Economic Development Corporation, and Todd Jones. We're going to get to Todd here quickly also, and the Entrepreneurial Director. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Located in the heart of downtown Reading when it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice. They're also yesterday met with the Board of Supervisors talking about a new mental health plan they have to be able to take some of the more at-risk people off the streets and keep them for 72 hours and start to help them like this. When you think about that, that is a huge step forward. Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back. 8:29 in the morning, 60 degrees, going up to 81 today.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the plains of Africa.
I hear the drums echo into
the... This is a new cover that Weezer just put out. Who's the old? The band Weezer just did
Weezer.
This cover.
Wasn't that a member of our gang group back in the 30s called Weezer? Because he's going... You call him Weezer? Don't you remember that?
Weezer. I gave up on trying to transmit any information without interference.
8:33 in the morning here. KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio with Carl and DeBott. It's 60 degrees out there, going up to 81 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Man's Last Stronghold, the place.
I'm due. Haircut. I'm due.
You are due. You know, man, I can actually see hair on your ear.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I gotta go in there and see Logan and Tim. January, they start making appointments.
I know. You know what?
It's kind of hard to...
Well, no, I think, frankly, that's going to be easier for me because I don't know how many times I'll circle it. I'll circle that. You know, kind of like the businesses do out at Stillwater. You know, I circle it and see if I can get in there. And I know I had to bring that one in. But you're right. Anyway, okay, Cypress Square Barbershop, right there across from the old subway place. And I think they may even actually be on vacation this week. So you
is this the week?
This is the week.
Oh,
so,
man.
So I think that you got a buy on this one. Because you went in there. No, you went in there. Oh, I tried, but they were on vacation. See? You got it.
If it takes any longer, it'll be a man bun.
Yeah, almost.
You know what, a man bun. I'm here with Tony Giovanella, who has a man bun, and the president of the Economic Development Corporation, and Todd Jones, the director of the Entrepreneur Division. Okay. As we all know, the Stillwater deal has been kind of pushed back, or is it off?
No, it's delayed.
It's just delayed.
And in some ways, it's very interesting because the company that we're working with, Panattoni, their business has been so good, and they're expanding so rapidly. They're doing lots of new construction, and they got to hire new project managers. So basically, you know, unfortunately, we're a good opportunity for them, but we're small. Some of the other projects that they're working on, $300 million, $500 million, $500 million.
How much is ours?
We'll have to get to that. But the good news is that they have resources. They have clients that can spend this kind of money. I'm not expecting anything that big, but I think we'll get access to clients that we never had access to.
$100 million?
I'm hoping, yeah.
Some of the comments here, you know, we're talking about, you know, the flights come in and all that. They're saying, do we have business contacts in L.A. as we do, you know, in Sacramento and, you know, closer in? So will that, even though that this is not costing the taxpayer any money, when we talk about, you know, those flights coming in, that was interesting. Do we have already the possibilities, you know, it can cause the growth of or a connection between us and LA?
Well, we have more marketing opportunities, that's for sure. So, and, you know, we really haven't built a complete marketing plan because we weren't sure this was going to happen until just a week or two ago. But now the possibilities are there for us.
And it's the number one destination. I mean, there's dozens of people that are part of this revenue guarantee, and of the surveys that the EDC has done over the years, it's the number one destination for all these businesses to go. SFO is a connection point most of the time. LA is really the destination where these people in the community want to go. So, you know, all these people have clients down in the Los Angeles area. It's going to make them a lot easier to go see them and grow their, business.
That's a good answer because it may not be right now LA to here. It's us to LA, a lot of people.
Right.
And you didn't do this just, you know, oh, let's just go to LA. There's been a lot of studies on this.
Yeah, we estimate that currently 108 people go to L.A., 108 people travel each way, back and forth,
mm-hmm.
okay, that buy tickets here in Shasta County, okay?
108 people a
So in other words,
a week?
No, a day.
Oh, a day.
Okay, and this we only have a 50-seater, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this should be a very successful flight.
Well, it'll be interesting. And the thing about it is we'll see what happens with it. And like I said, it's not costing the taxpayers anything, is it?
Yeah. There's actually 30 people a day that go to San Diego, so we might get some of those Camp Pendleton guys we talked about.
Okay. All
right. Here for the weekend.
So going back to Stillwater then, so this thing has just been delayed. They haven't said, oh, we're pulling back or anything.
No, they have not.
Yeah. Okay. The impact on the cannabis, what do we see with that? I know that you all must be getting a lot of inquiries about that.
We're not, actually.
Really?
Yeah. I think Shasta Lake City did really, really well, you know, selling land and things like that because mm-hmm. they were a first mover.
Right.
All right. Since then, a lot of other places have opened up, especially Sacramento. Sacramento was one of the first ones as well, and there was a lot of land sold in Sacramento. The rest of it is mostly retail, and as you know, the EDC doesn't really focus on retail.
Okay. I just saw where they want to build a facility up off of, I want to say Caterpillar, but I don't think that's right, someplace off of Lake Boulevard, to be a facility that, it's a growing facility. It's not it doesn't make candy or anything like that. It's a growing facility up there. that's what I thought, you know, when we're looking at Stillwater, was there going to be, you know, like these huge warehouses out there that was going to be growing marijuana?
Well, remember, you're limited to 22,500 square feet, so they're not going to be huge by any means. Oh, but
22,000 yeah, square feet.
And I don't know the specifics of the Lake Boulevard development, yeah, but there is an opportunity zone up in that area which can provide additional incentive, and that might be why they're doing it there.
Okay. Todd, the entrepreneurial side here. I know there's things going on all the time. You always bring in, you know, you'll find somebody, bring them in here, and, you know, the our coffee place down here.
Theory, yeah.
Theory Coffee.
Patriot Pen last month.
Yeah, Patriot Pen last month, you know, which is another great group of guys out there that quit their jobs because this has been such a success. Patriot Pen, in case you're wondering, is the way you can, it's a one-button push. It pops open the receiver group, upper receiver group, and allows you to drop the magazine and then reload it quickly, or drop it down quickly and reload your rifle quickly, thus legally getting around all of these stupid rules that the state of California has put on, on legal gun owners who just like to shoot.
Keep your gun California compliant, keep the buttstock and pistol grip and all the exciting features. But I think that some of the other big news for the EDC has been that we just relocated the Shasta Venture Hub. So we were up on Caterpillar for about the last 3 years and just moved down across from the Civic Center at 777 Auditorium Drive. It's the old Visit Reading office. Mm-hmm. Most recently,
right on the corner,
it was Venture
there.
Properties. But
yes,
yeah. Yeah, so we just moved in there last week. We're still unpacking some boxes, but we are open. So we're going to start a outreach more to more coworkers. It's a smaller space, but it's a very nice space, and it's obviously closer to downtown. We're not quite in the heart of it, but we're very close to downtown, so we're excited to greet people there.
What about your you had all those little startups in your old building? What about them?
So a lot of the people were starting to migrate towards downtown, and people were getting leases together. There's a whole group of entrepreneurs that have either bought buildings or leased out a large space so they could all kind of have their own collaborative work environment. There's segment people, and there's people that just know each other that wanted to share an office. So a lot of those people were starting to do that downtown. Office prices are not that expensive in Reading relatively still. So people were doing that, and we saw kind of a migration. And we didn't see the need for the startup offices like we did 5 years ago when the whole Venture Hub idea was really started. The co-working space we do still see as value, so we're going to offer that. But the folks that were up there, they found different offices around town. Most of them, like I said, downtown.
Cloud Potential
is still with us.
Oh,
so Cloud Potential, yeah, they're kind of they're an invaluable partner of the EDC as well as all of the business they're doing all over the country now. Mm-hmm. So we're really excited that
someday we may see Joe McKenna again.
Someday.
Maybe.
We have Jake, and we're happy to have Jake.
Joe used
to kind of live here in the offices, and then Joe moved to Johnson City, Tennessee. So I'm going to have to FaceTime him and go, Joe, what are you
doing?
You
can go visit him. You can connect through L.A. in March.
So that's the big news. We're getting our key card set up. All the folks that were coworkers, we have key card access that's not turned on yet. So you basically have to see us between 9 and 5:30 now. Otherwise, the doors are going to be locked. But we should get that installed in the next couple of weeks, and mm-hmm. we'll be excited to open up for coworkers again.
Okay. Well, that is exciting, and it's because it's in a really good location down there. It's close to town, and you're right there at the New Sheridan and all those things. Somebody said that was in here was talking to us. The idea that there could be four cranes working downtown Reading at one time, and what he's talking about, of course, is the rebuilding down here. And I'm not sure if he's counting the Dickers building and then the courthouse. That's two. Then the parking structure is three. I'm not sure.
Police station potentially. I don't think they're going to be building anything there anytime soon. But
we're still talking at least two or three cranes could be here at the same time. And somebody said close to $1 billion worth of construction.
Yeah, if you look at the mall as well, and all that stuff going on down there.
But you're looking also at Wind River, Costco, and all those other things, too.
And eventually Panettone.
Stillwater.
You know what? I haven't counted that one yet. I'm sure it's going to happen. And I would like to meet the Panettones. Because it is a family-owned business, right? Except they probably have Did they ever come? Did they all come up here, or just to have maybe have pizza?
They're actually broken up. They're broken up into, if you would, separate businesses. Each vice president kind of has his own portfolio.
Right. I know there's Europe and there's, you know, other places that they're at.
Yeah.
But it's still, it's a family business, though,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
I mean, this Panettone's got this, this one's got that.
It's a big family business.
Yeah. Okay. We're here with Tony Giovanella, and it's the president of the, or the CEO of the Economic Development Corporation, and Todd Jones, who is their entrepreneurial director. We're talking about the businesses here and, you know, things are going on. Of course, the United Airlines flying in here, the impact on the cannabis industry, which really hasn't hit yet. We have to see what, where that goes. The Stillwater, the delay out of Stillwater, however, it's just a delay. And they're being positive about the whole
thing. Absolutely.
So it's gonna happen. It may just be down the road a little bit further than we thought. And the move, your new move to right down by the Civic Auditorium there in the old visitor center.
Sure.
Just as you're pulling in there.
Still says welcome to Reading, so it's a good spot for us for recruitment efforts.
Just when you make that turn going toward the rodeo grounds, there you are. All right, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at SST Oil. SST Oil has been on the front lines of the fires just like our first responders have. They've been the ones that have been keeping the diesel and the gas flowing out there to all of the bulldozers and the cars and the trucks and the fire engines, everything that's needed out there. You've had SST Oil right out there with them, plus the fact of having to keep the millions of gallons of oil and gas and diesel moving up and down the freeways. And, you know, it's just been a huge, huge, huge job for them, but they've handled it very well. It's SST Oil. And the reason I'm talking about that is that you can get CCF cards there, that you can get your, you know, that they're good in 59,000 different areas. They give you a neat little invoice into the month showing you where everybody's been using the cards, where they're at, locations, all of those things. Plus the care scenes for the heating, which is, if you look at this heating and water heaters, it's 52 degrees tonight. It's going to get cooler and cooler. Have you had your water heaters looked at and your home heaters looked at? Well, they're there too to help you replace them, and you can get a great deal on that. All of this at SST Oil. Give them a call. 241-1167. An employee-owned business. Been in the business here in Reading for over 50 years. We'll be right back.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes.
What is summer without a summer concert series? Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music on select Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. A tribute for everyone from rock and roll classics to soul and today's pop charts. Don't miss these amazing performances. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WinRiver.com. Tickets just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Come out and sing and dance along with your favorite tribute band at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center this summer. See the next best thing to your favorite artists in an intimate setting. For a complete lineup of our summer concert tribute series, visit WinRiver.com or download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the river.
This is Diane Hawks with the Address Realty and KCNR. I've been racking my brain trying to figure out how I could be of assistance to some of the car fire victims. So, I would like to donate 25% of my commissions to four families who have lost their homes in this horrific fire and wish to relocate in Shasta County. Even if you haven't yet received your settlement, you could call me now to reserve your commissions. Call Diane at 530-227-6401.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Are we enjoying the unity and peace our immoral, godless leaders promised if we would just give up the idea of God? No, we are experiencing violence, hatred, immorality, chaos, and much more, all of which the Bible calls lawlessness. Sadly, those practicing lawlessness are living under a strong delusion of lies as they reject God's truth and have pleasure in unrighteousness. This strong delusion will keep them from knowing the truth that can make them free. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I was just whining to, could you get some cheese? And, you know, because I just had a lot of whining going on right there, talking about the state of California to the Economic Development Corporation, Tony Giovanella, the CEO, and Todd Jones, the entrepreneur developer there. Okay, you got a lot of things happening here. We're going, you're having the E or the G?
G-M-I. Which is a Shasta Grow Manufacturing Initiative. That is something that we started here in our county last January, so it's been running a little more than a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Butte County has had one for 4 years, mm-hmm. and they now have 20 to 30 manufacturers getting together regularly, sharing best practices, working on different topics, and collaborating, starting to buy from one another, right? Starting mm-hmm. to look at leverage. Can we share freight? All different kinds of things like that. So one of the exciting things that we're doing is there's a National Manufacturing Day on October 5th, and we are arranging, along with Shasta College, bus capability to take manufacturers out to different high school locations. And, you know, at our high schools, we're doing things like robotics, 3D printing, drafting and modeling, we're doing welding, we're doing all these things, and we want manufacturers to understand what our high schoolers are learning and maybe getting more engaged in those programs to tweak them so that the kids are learning exactly what our manufacturers need.
The idea of the robotics and all this, Todd, I know that you have, you know, you're really into the 3D, the manufacturing that way for family reasons and others. The robotics and the artificial intelligence. It's here, but it's going to be huge. Are we training our people to be at that level, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there's manufacturers that are certainly trying to do it in-house. My father-in-law, for instance, works with machine automation, and, you know, it's robotics. It doesn't look like a human robot looking thing that's grabbing pieces,
right.
But
right.
It's controlling these pieces of equipment for huge manufacturing lines, so they're intelligent and they can, you know, talk to all the equipment on the entire line within fractions of a second. So every piece of equipment works the way it's supposed to. So things are getting better. And, you know, Shasta College, I know, is working on, they do, I think they do PLC programming out there, and that's still very relevant in a lot of manufacturing, especially a place like Sierra Pacific. I mean, people don't think of them as a manufacturer, but they're, you know, taking a raw material and they're making it into a lot of different various types of lumber.
You watch it out there. It's amazing. I'm just surprised how few people are working out there.
Well, it's extremely high tech, right? But those jobs are high paying jobs.
They really are. And you see that as the people lose their jobs, like on an assembly line, well, the ones that are able to retrain come up and they're making three times as much money as they did. And they used to have a sustainable wage. But now they're making double or three times as much running the computers that run those jobs.
Yeah.
But it's less people.
Yeah, I mean, even Lehigh Cement up there on the hill, everyone drives by this. You know, a lot of people might not even know they're up there, but they have a bunch of PLC guys up there that are programming heavy equipment to work appropriately, and the rock crushers and everything else that they have going on out there. It's pretty impressive.
It is. Okay, so and this is exciting to have the manufacturers from the northern region around here going by looking at the schools. And I assume that they're saying, well, you know what? If you had this, this could really help, because this is where we're going to be in 5 years, and we need you all to be training to this type of level.
Yeah, and I'm actually hoping that it fosters other things. Like, for example, there was a company in Butte County who had a CNC plasma cutter, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that thing used is probably worth $100,000. They bought a new one. Okay, they wanted to donate it to somebody. We actually got that for Shasta High School a few years ago. And now with the Grow Manufacturing in Butte, they are with purpose taking equipment offline earlier than they normally would and getting it into high schools so that the students get more contemporary exposure to real life equipment. And so that's one of the things we hope to get out of this.
Do you find it kind of amusing that, you know, for if you look at the old recruiting for, you know, colleges, you can't do anything unless you got a college degree. You can't do anything unless you get a college degree. And now you're looking at people getting degrees in college that can't get jobs, or their jobs are really low-paying jobs. And those young men and women that are, you know, looking to the future and say, you know, okay, I can go to college and get a degree, but or I can go learn how to, where artificial intelligence fits in and how robotics fits in, and learn a trade that's going to make them money right away and make them lots of money as they continue to grow. I mean, I find, you know, I think that's great.
Yeah.
Some people need to go off to college because we still need the engineer, you know, the ones to train like that. But we are so short in those industries to make this stuff run.
Well, and when you look at the numbers in different school districts, sometimes 40 or 60% or more of our kids go off to college.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, only 25% end up with a degree for all the reasons in life. So 75% of the people need other types of training to do these jobs. And these other jobs in the trades and in manufacturing are living wage jobs. They're good jobs.
Frankly, $75 an hour for a plumber, which I think you're going to find is kind of like the average.
Yeah.
Anywhere from $60 to $75 an hour for a plumber. I mean, That's a good job.
And some of it is marketing, and you know we have a group of people that are working on those kinds of things. For some reason, there is a stigma about some of these jobs, and in reality, these jobs are fabulous jobs. And not only can you work for someone, you have the ability to work for yourself and be a businessman and do things the way you want to do.
You take the follow-on courses in business and finance and all this. There's no reason that you can't. A young entrepreneur, and you know, we think of entrepreneurship in the electronics and all these kind of things. Well, I think that startups around town here in the services ought to be looked at just as strongly as we do for those ones that are, oh, it's medical instruments. Well, how about a guy that's starting up a company that does things drywall. A young man that starts a company like that. I mean, he's going to be making money right away in this big construction thing. I think those guys need to be encouraged. Guys and girls need to be encouraged.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just manufacturing, but the Builders Exchange, what they're doing to try to, you know, create this workforce with the impact of the fire and all the houses that need to be rebuilt. You know, we have a decent amount of general contractors, but it's hard for them to find labor. And I think according to Joe, the average wage for a skilled worker here in Shasta County is around like $75,000 a year.
Yeah, $77,000.
Think about that. $77,000 a year, which is about at least 50% more than, say, a teacher.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost double the median income. I think it is double the median income in Shasta County. And of course, you're not going to start out that way, but you got to start somewhere.
But they're going to be starting.
It's not going to take long.
They're starting
at
a very living wage, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's not like they're starting at $2,000 a month. They're at around $4,000 a month, I think, starting out for a lot of them. And you can live on that until you can keep going pushing out.
Yeah.
Okay. Tony Giovanello, the CEO of EDC, thanks a lot for coming in here and taking my abuse for the first 5 minutes over United.
It feels so good, Todd.
And Todd Jones, who heads up the entrepreneurial division. A lot of things coming up in the next month or two that we're going to be talking about. United, it's a big step forward. I can't wait to hear what's going on with Stillwater next month as we move forward with that. And then the other ventures that are going on that helps grow our city, especially during this time when we've kind of taken a shot to the gut with the fires. And do you think that's going to be an impact?
We are so resilient. It'll be a positive. We'll rebuild better, bigger, and better.
Tomorrow, Clark and Clark. Have a great day, everybody.
At the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew opens.